How do I put this on? Do I just...
So, this is really? The Master Circle, and we are very lucky to have one of our own community of pilot to tell us all about ice and names.
That's me. All right, guys, you ready? Everybody's had their lunch, snack, whatever that was. Okay, so we're going to do an example problem together, and then I'm basically going to let you guys do some on your own, and then at some point we can reconvene and, like, talk about what we've done. Sound good? Okay, so here's our first problem. I'm just going to put it up here, because that way we can all see it. Okay, so the point is, there's this explorer, Chris Columba, and she's gone to this island called Camelot, where everyone is a knight or a knave. And if you're a knight, that means you always tell the truth. And if you're a knave, it means you always tell a lie. Okay? And she has to encounter many people and decide who is truthful, who is lying, and other various facts about the world. So this may not seem quite as mathematical as other things you've done in your life, but the point is that it involves a lot of logic, which is essential for most higher-level math, all higher-level math, perhaps. Okay? So our first problem, she's just got into the island, and she meets three people who presumably are wearing name tags or something, because she knows their names. And their names are, I think I said, Amelia, Benji, and Cyril. Okay? And she wants to know whether each one of them is a knight or a knave. So she goes up to Amelia, and she asks her, are Benji and Cyril both knights? And then Amelia replies, yes. And then she asks Amelia again, is Benji a knight? And then Amelia says, yeah, no. Okay, and so now we're supposed to find out who is who. Okay? Yeah.
Well, it said those three were two, horse, or five, so Amelia's three.
Okay, so what are our options? What are our thoughts? What do we want to think about? Anyone? Okay. So to decide what each of them are, we have to probably consider whether, first of all, whether Amelia is a knight or a knave, right? So these are our two options. So we have that Amelia is a knight. I'm not sure why that's capitalized. Or we have Amelia is a knave. Okay? Okay, so what does this mean? If Benji and Cyril are both knights, is that's what she said, and she says that they're knights, what does that mean? They are, in fact, knights. She tells the truth. And she said they both are, so they both have to be. Okay? So that means she says that they're both knights, and so that means that they actually are. Okay, and then she says that Benji isn't a knight. Which means what? Since she is a knight and she always tells the truth, it means that Benji is a knave. Okay. And so we look at these two statements, that they're both knights, and then Benji is a knave, and we say this is possible or impossible. Impossible. Can't happen. Okay, so we have our first fact. So fact one, Amelia is a knave. Right? Because she can't be a knight because her statements contradict each other. Okay? Okay, so now we have the knave option, and we know that she's always lying. So the question is, what does B and C are both knights? Remove this. Is a lie mean? Okay, so we're told that Benji and Cyril are both knights, but we know that that's a lie. So what are our possibilities? Possibility one.
They are both knaves.
They could be both knaves, or?
One could be a knave, one could be a knight.
And one could be a knave, one could be a knight. So here are our options. We can have B and C are knaves. C is a knave. Or B is. Okay, but our other statement, she said that Benji is not a knight. But she always lies, which means that Benji is, in fact...
a knight.
Benji is a knight. Okay, so statement two. B is a knight. So we add that to our facts. Okay. And then, because we know that Benji and Cyril can't both be knights, that means that Cyril has to be... Think for a second. Benji and Cyril are not both knights. Benji is a knight, so Cyril is a knave. Okay, so these problems are a lot about... You sort of sort out your many options. You have to, like divide into cases. You're probably going to have to subdivide into cases again. And then you think about what each of the statements means, like, if you're a truthful person or if you're not a truthful person. Okay, so are you guys ready to try some of these on your own? Mm-hmm. The concept is not too difficult. It's just you have to think by yourself, right? Okay. So we have some paper if you want to write things down, and we have some problems. I can help pass. So number two, here's my story. So our explorer went to the apprentice's house and saw three people. We're going to take as a given that one of these three is the apprentice. Certainly the apprentice is there, okay? So we have three people. We'll call them A, B, and C. One is the apprentice. Okay, we'll read it like that. Okay, and... Person A and person B both say that they're the apprentice, but there's only one apprentice, so what do I know? One of A and B is a liar, definitely. Okay, so A or B is a knave. Okay, we have at least one knave. And so now we go to the third statement. So we have two possibilities. C is a knight. Or C is a knave. This is looking familiar, right? I separate my categories. Okay, if C is a knight, and he says that at most one of them is telling the truth, what does that mean? It means at most, yeah?
There's only one knight.
There's only one knight. There's one or zero knights, but we're supposing there's at least one. This implies there is only one knight. But we're assuming he is a knight, so who's the apprentice?
C. He would be the knight, and so the other two are going to be a knave, so he's the knight.
Yeah, he's the sorcerer, right? Okay, so A and B lied. And C is the sorcerer. Okay, so that's kind of compelling. We kind of believe it. But let's double check and check the other option. What if C is a knave? What is the opposite of at least one of them is a knight? No, the opposite of at least one is a knight is that... Or at most one is a knight is that there are at least... two knaves, okay? So, there are at least two knights, yeah. Okay, so that means there are at least two knights, right? But he's a knave, so who are the knights? A and B, but what did we say? We said that one of A and B is a knave, so this can't happen. Can't happen. So we have to be very careful that we, like, remember all of our previous facts and decode their sentences very carefully. Yeah. Okay? Do you guys believe me?
Yes.
nod, shake, smile. Maybe. Okay. Okay, shall we try number three? Yeah. Okay. So here's number three. Okay, in number three, so we've met the apprentice. The apprentice thought that Chris was pretty cool. She figured it out. And so she sends her off to meet the sorceress. Okay, and so she goes to the house of the sorceress, where the sorceress is most certainly going to be. We're assuming that she's there. And she meets two people, one in a blue hat and one in a green hat. So we've got blue and green hat. That's not how you spell green. Okay. One is a sorceress. Okay, but here's what we don't know. We don't know if the sorceress tells the truth or it tells lies. We don't know if either of them tells truth or the tells lies. We don't know very much. We just know one is a sorceress, okay? So, Chris goes up to the person wearing a blue hat and asks, is the sorcerer a knight? And now, this is called a meta puzzle because we don't actually know what the person said. So not only do we have to consider whether this person is truthful or not, we actually have to consider what the answer is. And the thing to be careful about is we're told that whatever the answer was given, yeah?
Oh, sorry. In number two, they said so A and B lies, so C is a sorcerer. But we find out that the sorcerer was the apprentice.
Oh, sorry, apprentice. Okay, yeah, you're right. You are right. Thank you. Okay. It's good to ask questions. If you're confused, somebody else might be. Okay. Okay, so we're going to ask the blue person a question, but we don't know the answer. So when we do our options and are trying to figure out what's going on, we have to consider also the options of the answer. And the thing to be really careful about, or like to be very attentive to, is that whatever the answer is, it should tell us what's happening. So if the answer gives us an inconclusive result, that's not the answer we got. Seem fair? So, here's the possibilities. B says no. Okay? Okay, so B says no, and then now again we have two options. B is truthful, or B lies. Okay? And then, of course, what does truthful mean? Truthful means that the sorceress is a knight. Okay. Which tells us what? It tells us that B could be the sorceress, but it also doesn't mean that G, or the green person, is also truthful and might be a sorceress. So this sounds kind of ambiguous. We don't really like this answer. Okay? If B lies, then that means that... Sorry, is a knave. I'm mixing my options. So, if B says no, and it's truthful, then the sorceress is a knave, and because B is truthful, that means G is the sorceress. Does that make sense? We've got to be very careful when we're flipping the statements. So, the person in the blue hat said no. If they told the truth, that means that the sorceress is not a knight, but they told the truth, so that person is not the sorceress, okay? We figured out this option. And then we have, okay, now what if B lied and they said no? Then that means that the sorceress is a knight. Okay. Which means that G is also the sorceress. Okay. So, as a result, we don't really know if the sorceress is a knight or a knave. We have two options. But what do we know if B said no? We know what? G is the sorceress. Okay, so this feels like a pretty conclusive answer. Let's suppose that B says yes. Okay? If B is truthful, is true, we'll say, then the sorceress is a knight. So maybe it's B or G. We don't know anything about G. And then if B lied, then the sorceress is a what?
Knave.
Is a knave. And either. Okay, so because the answer had to be conclusive, what did the person with the blue hat say? The person said no. And what else? G is the sorcerer. Okay, so we found the sorcerer. And then my next question is, do we know if the sorcerer is a knight? And the answer is no. Very nice. And so what should we ask the sorcerer? There's lots of options. Yeah. Yeah, we can ask. Sure. I mean, these are all options. Because the point is, you ask the sorcerer a yes or no question to which you know the answer. Anyone will do. You could even ask, is 2 plus 2 5? And whatever the sorcerer answers, we'll know if they lied or not. And so then we can find out.
Yeah.
Good? Okay. Okay, and so for now on, because the sorcerer is going to reappear, the sorcerer is a knight. Okay? Just because, honestly, I think it's just because it's easier to storytell that way. Okay? All right. Has anyone thought about the fourth question? No? Okay. Why don't you guys think about the fourth one and the fifth one? The sorcerer asks Chris. Whatever Chris says in response forces Chris to contradict herself. Like, when she decides to say yes, then she should have said no. And when she decides to say no, then she should have said yes. So it's about what her answer is that makes her lie. A knight or a knave. So asking anything about knights or knaves is actually not relevant in this case. She's just a guest. Yes. Okay. So here, what were my hints? It's not about a knight or a knave, and the point is that the person is going to have to be forced to lie depending on his answer. So the point is that the question has to be about what he's going to answer. So for number four, the question is about the answer. And somebody had the simplest form of that. Who was that? Who had the... Do you have it? No? Someone had it, though. I'll take some options, yeah? Yeah. Is that what you had? Yeah? There were some other variations on that. But the question is, are you going to say... No. Okay? And I think it actually has to be no. I don't think you can say, are you going to say yes? Because then you could say yes and it's truthful. So you say, are you going to say no? And if you say no, that you're not going to say no, I won't say no, you're lying, because then you should have said yes, I'm going to say no. And if you say yes, then you didn't say no. Do you see that that's kind of a paradox?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, my dad was in a polar.
About Barbary's? Yeah, there's a lot of paradox questions out there. So this is sort of... And then there are other options. You can use more in your surroundings to get more complicated answers to it. So this one is very nice and simple. Right? Okay, how about number five? Did you guys try that one? Yeah. Five was more friendly. Okay, so another explorer is there, just for some diversity. Other people are traveling too. And Mark is going to the island. He met the sorcerer. He figured out who the sorcerer was. He made it through much of the difficulty. Okay, and then he asked the sorcerer how she became interested in logic, and she told a story. And so she said, when she was young, her uncle went to the island, and he ran into three people, Alfonso, Betty, and Carol. And so her uncle asked Alfonso, are you a knight or a knave? But Alfonso didn't speak English. There was a communication error. He had no idea what Alfonso said. Okay. And so then he asked Betty what Alfonso said, as one might do. And Betty said, Alfonso said that he is a knave. Okay, so what can we deduce from this very line? Betty, yeah? Yeah. Betty is a knave. Exactly. The point is, it's impossible for a knight or a knave to claim that they're a knave. Right? Do we agree with this? Yeah. Okay. So, Betty is a knave. Which means we know absolutely nothing about what Alfonso said. Alfonso was vaguely useless. Okay? And then Carol responds, "Don't believe Betty, she's lying." And to which we say that Carol was being honest or dishonest? Honest. So what do we know about Carol? Carol is a knight. A knight. And this time, Alfonso is a mystery. Although, presumably, now that we know somebody is a knight, someone's a knave, if we wanted to, we could ask one of them. Maybe ask Carol. Although, equally well, you could ask Betty, and then by the lying oppositeness, you can figure it out from there, too. Okay? So that one wasn't so bad. The important thing to realize is that claiming that you're a knight is impossible. Okay? Do you guys think about any of the other ones? Yeah, sorry, to say that you're a knave is impossible. Yeah, but maybe Alfonso said, "It's a lovely day today, how are you?" Or, "Do you speak this language I speak," which is not the one you just said to me. Yeah, it's true. We have to be very careful when we decide what it means for somebody to lie. Okay, so yeah. That was good. We made it through. The next one's maybe a little bit easier. I don't know. Or harder, I can't remember. Let's try this. Okay. Yes or no. I can't spell, apparently, but that's besides the point. So in number seven, here's the trick. You need to ask a yes or no question, and the answer will say yes needs to respond to going left. The answer no needs to respond to going no. You can also do it the other way. Maybe the answer no means you go left, and the answer yes means you go right. There's some variations on this question, of course. So the point is that the knight is going to be telling the truth. So whatever the answer is, that the knight needs to say yes, so he needs to tell the truth. But for the knave, if he's a knave, to say yes, he has to negate himself twice. You need a question that, because it's based on another question to which the answer is negative, it's end up going to be yes overall. So there needs to be a double negative that cancels each other out. So we're back to grammar rules from, like, grade school. That's a backup plan. The book does say that afterwards she ended up getting lost anyways, so, you know, she probably explored quite a bit. But, in fact, she did have a question to which, if the answer was yes, she knew she should go left, and if the answer was no, she should go right. But the point is, because she only found out the direction from this question, you can only get one piece of information at a time. She doesn't actually know in the end whether the person is a knight or a knave. Do you guys have answers? Do you guys have questions? Do you guys have confusion? No? Very good. Okay. Make you guys a chart. Okay.
So you said, let's say, if the person is a name, and then you said something.
What a person is also putting
you is yes. That's the chart we're trying to fill in, right? You ready? Okay. I feel like I'm cutting him off. It's almost there. We'll give you guys one more minute. After this, we're going to solve crime. I think after question 8, actually. Okay, so number 6, we meet a person, the person says something, and after the person says this thing, we know that the person said a lie, and that they're a knave, therefore. Okay, so what kind of things are lies that a knave can say? Maybe. So here's the point, right? So you need something that's definitely a lie, but it's also, it's a lie that a knave can say. It's very tricky, right? So what are things that a knight can't say? A knight can't say anything about being a knave, right? But a knave also can't call himself a knave. But maybe he can say something that's a lie because part of it is true and part of it is false. So maybe it's true that he's a knave, but it's false that he's a, yeah? I think it's number 6. I drew the wrong picture. You're right. Yes. So this is 7. Coming soon. 6. Yes. Very exciting. Okay. So the point is, we need a lie a knave can say. Okay? So the point is, we probably want him to say something about being a knave. Something about being a knave. But it can't just be that, right? Because that he can't say that he's a knave. So it's also going to say something false too. Okay, because if you say and with something truthful and something false, overall you're lying. Okay, yeah. Yeah. But the thing is, okay, so the point is the that is truth. The person could have said, I'm not muttering, he's muttering, he's lying, etc. But the point of the question is, you want it to be something like because of the instance, like it's more about you learn about the person. So yeah, that works. But that's not what they're going for, is the answer. So yes and no. Okay, so the point is we want them to say something truthful. What kind of truthful thing could the guy say, or what kind of things could the guy lie about himself that the guy wouldn't know by looking at him? Any fact about yourself? Let's look about you. Like, what are things you can or cannot do, or you are or are not? Simple things. Yeah, but this thing, it's like something you can't see, so it could be something. Your age, right? So maybe he says, I am a 20-year-old knave, but he's really 19, and then he lied, but he can't be telling the truth. It's not how it works. I am a 20-year-old knave. Okay? So the point is, we're saying two things. You're saying you're 20, and you're saying you're a knave. Okay? So if you're telling the truth, then you have to be, both things have to be true. But if you're telling a lie, because there's an and in there, only one of them has to be not true. Right? So in the case of the knight, this can't be true because you'd have to be 20 and a knave, and the knight isn't a knave. But if you're a knave, only one of them has to be a lie. So the knave thing could be a truth, but the 20 years is a lie. When the knave is really, I don't know what age you want to be, 19. So yeah. So there's plenty of examples. Things you put in there that are just not trivially. The I'm not muttering or any other sort of false thing that happens instantaneously kind of works too. But the idea is to like take advantage of the fact that for an and to be true, both things are true, but for an and to be not true, just one of them isn't true. It's a question of Boolean algebra. Okay? Yeah? Yeah, but if knave is false, then he's a knight, and they both have to be true. You think about that a little longer. Okay, let's talk about these questions. Okay, so we need a question. We already know what our question chart needs to look like. We have possibilities. You're a knight, you're a knave, you need to go left, you need to go right. And the thing that needs to agree is that both of the answers for left have to be the same, right? So probably maybe we want them to say yes for left and no for going right. This is what we want our chart to look like. Okay, now we need the question that gives us this chart.
Actually,
You can also have the opposite. Maybe you got that you say yes here and no here. Did you get that?
Yeah,
that's fine. We can even write your question up afterwards. Okay, so does anyone have an idea of the question? Do you want to give us anyone else? You guys have answered a lot of questions. Other people who have potential answers to the question? Maybe, maybe not. The trick is that usually the question is not about what you want to know. So instead of asking about the direction, you ask about the person's personality. So I don't remember which of you answered last. Maybe you? Would you like to say what your question was? Yeah. Yeah. To go right. Okay, so let's look at our chart. Maybe we're going to get the opposite set of possibilities, but that's fine too. Okay, so you could be a knave, you could be a knight, the native could be rather, and because you're supposed to go left or right. Okay. Cool. Okay, so this is the question, and suppose that you're supposed to go left, and the person is a knight, okay? So, the person's a knight, and you're supposed to go left. So the knight would not say to go right, right? And if you're supposed to go left, the knight would not say to go right. And so the person would say, no, right? No, you should not go right. I am not the type of person to say you should go right because you should go left. Because I'm a truthful person. The knight's never going to lie.
Well, I mean, the knight is going to say, is answering, what would it
be? Oh, isn't what you are. I see. So the person would say yes, because there's this isn't.
I'm still confused. Could we maybe break down exactly what's going on to lead, like, what's going on in the head?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Yeah. Oh, actually, do you want to, so, yeah, so you had an articulation where it is supposed to break it down.
Okay. Can I see your calculation? Okay.
Do you want to explain, or do you want to talk about it?
Okay.
Well, I thought that maybe...
I can show your chart, too. Okay.
The person that's not the type of person you are, then... Well,
how about I do it this way, actually? Why don't you go ahead and sit down, and I'm going to explain a simpler question, and then we're going to see how your questions, both of your questions, give me the same idea. Okay, so this is my question, and this question involves less negatives. So you're not, like, the point is, like, the more negatives you throw on the question, the more you have to flip your answer, which makes it harder to, like, remember which is saying what. So here's my question. Are you the type of person... to say, to go left. You could just as easily put right there, of course. Okay, so here's our options. If you're supposed to go left, right, and you're a knave, or a knight. Okay, so this is like, we've gotten rid of a couple of negations. Maybe just one. Okay, so, a knight, if you're supposed to go left, a knight would say yes. I'm the type of person to say you should go left because I'm going to say you're going to go left. So he's going to say yes. Okay. Now, a knave would tell you to go right. So he's not the type of person to say you should go left. So he's going to lie about being that type of person. So he's also going to say yes. Do you see that? That's the tricky one. There's the double negation. Because he's going to say no, he's going to lie about what he would say, and then he's going to say yes. Okay? Similarly, and if you're supposed to go right, a knave would tell you to go right. He would say, you should go right. And so he's going to lie about that, and he's going to say, no. Because he would have told you to go left, because that's the lie. Okay? And a knight is not the type of person to tell you to go left if you should go right. So that's a no. And then you can see how, like, if you add this isn't in here, like, what with someone who isn't you, you just flip the answers again. For every time you say opposite or isn't or shouldn't, you just flip the answers one more time. Maybe? Yeah. Okay. We made it through the chart. Did you guys think about number 8? I didn't really ask you to. Okay. Why don't you guys, you can try number 8, and then maybe you can start reading some of the ones about the judges. Truth, the other one always lies. You need to know that. Otherwise, you've got 3 questions and only one thing is going to get refined out of there. Yeah. In number 8, what did I say? Sally always tells the truth. It should have been said in the question. Well, you don't have to, but if you want to do it later. Yeah. I don't want to leave you with questions that are wrong because maybe you'll get bored on your drive home tonight.
Is this correct?
Okay, I lied.
The only thing we could...
They could be. I'll take it. This is a possibility. It is something silly like that. Okay. I'll take that.
But it's 100% weirdo, except it
works. Yeah. Yeah. Okay,
remains is possible.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a possibility. The person might be mean named I. The person... Eight? The one we were next to. Okay, we'll talk about 8 and 10. We're going to make them both happen. Okay, number 8. I've lost all of my questions, guys. Let me get the questions. Okay, I got it. Thank you. Okay, Mark paired a pair of all identical twins. Here is number 8. We have truthful Sally and lying Tessie. And the answer is, okay. And then we have the possibility is yes, and one of the possibility is no, is what the answer to the question. Okay, so what's the question? Somebody knows. Are you married? Okay. Are you married? The trick is you always have to ask a question that's not quite asking what you want. Like if you ask, is Sally married? The answers are going to be opposite. You're not ever going to get a conclusive combination. Okay, so suppose he asks truthful Sally if she's married. And she's truthful, so if she says yes, then Sally is married. Right? And if she says no, because she's truthful, that means that Tessie is married. Okay? Now, what if we ask Tessie instead? Yes means that Tessie is not married, and so Sally is married. And then no means that Tessie lied, and so that means that Tessie is married. No. So the point is, we have options. We either ask Sally or Tessie, and we either got a yes or a no. But it doesn't matter whether we ask Sally or Tessie, because the point is that if the answer was yes, then Sally is married. And if the answer was no, then Tessie is married. We still don't know which one is Sally or Tessie. Yeah. Okay, so I give you that one kind of fast, but it's out there. If you want more such questions, grab this book, or the other one that I have with similar questions is Alice in Puzzleland. It looks like that. It's all by the guy who's on the top of the page. Yeah. So which one is married? I think you ask. I think you would ask something like, is Sally married, maybe? Let me check. Okay. Give me a second to read my book afterwards, and if you still want to know, you can come up to me and we'll find the answer. Okay? But I think maybe for part two, you should check this. It's probably something like, is Sally married? Married, or something like that. Or like, does Sally tell the truth? Or do you lie? Or yeah, these are all of the questions you want to consider. And one of these, if you make a chart like this, is going to give you the right pairing. Okay, so I'm not sure about that one. Okay, and number 10 we said? Okay, number 10. Okay, so here's the story. We said, okay, Fred, we have two options. Fred tells the truth or Fred lied. Okay, but we also have two other options, which is that in the second question, Fred said yes or no. All right, so you said he says yes or he said no. Okay, so suppose Fred is truthful and he said yes. After the robbery, he said that he did not steal the watch. Right? And since Fred is truthful, what does that mean? F is innocent. You don't even need this part right here. In fact, I don't think he could even say yes, because then he...
And he can't be annoying.
Yeah. In fact, this one doesn't even make sense. Okay. Because if he says yes to the second question, did you ever claim you're the one who stole the watch? He's contradicting himself. Right? So the two can't coexist. Okay. The second option is Fred lied about the first statements, which means that... Fred is a liar, and so let's maybe do this one. Did you ever claim you're the one who stole the watch? Fred says no to that statement, which means that he lied, and so he actually did claim it, which is a lie. Hold on, I'm confusing myself. Okay, let me go back to this. Okay, let's do this. Okay, so let's do this. Okay, so this is not an option. Suppose that Fred said yes and is a liar, okay? So both of his answers are lies. So he never claimed he was not the thief, and he never claimed he was the thief. So we don't know. Is the point. Right? So in this question, in number 10, you had to decide what the answer was and whether he was guilty. And the point is you knew that based on the answer, you could find out. So because with the answer yes to the second question, you can't find out, this isn't the answer. Yes?
Because yes to both, isn't that the answer?
No. No. So okay, if he said yes to both questions, if he's a truthful person, he's contradicted himself.
Not unless unless he claimed to have robbed it before. It says, you know, the robbery you think is it true that after. Maybe he claimed before.
No. The point is, like, if you claimed that you didn't steal it after the robbery, he didn't steal it. Yeah, no. Okay. So the point is, we go through our two options in the case that he said yes to the second answer. The first one contradicts itself. That's not happening. And the second one doesn't give us an answer. And we're told that whatever the answer was to the second question, we then know. So then we go into these two options. Okay, and we know that Fred is truthful and he says no both times. So after the robbery... He claimed he didn't steal the watch, and he said yes, because he's a truthful person, he's innocent. Right? Because you said yes to the first statement. And then he never claimed that he stole the watch, so that's still good. The answers both match up. And then if Fred is a liar, then you know that after the robbery, he didn't claim he stole the watch, right? And we also know that he said no to whether he ever claimed he stole the watch, which means that he did claim he stole the watch. Okay. Okay. And then because he claimed that he was a thief, he's actually innocent. Do you see that? Okay, well, let's do it again. Okay, so this is all about the second question in this last quadrant. Okay, so to the second question, he said no, and he lied, right? So he said, no, I didn't claim I stole the watch, which means he did claim he stole the watch, right? So
I don't understand what you know if he's an
A already. You don't. You have two options.
But if he says yes the first time and no the second time.
Then it means he's innocent. Yeah, maybe. So the point is, if he's truthful and he says yes the first time and no the second time, it means he's innocent. If he's a liar and he says yes the first time and no the second time, it also means he's innocent. So it doesn't actually matter whether he's a knave or a liar. The point is the answers both mean that he's innocent. Because it's one of those things with a double negative. Like, you start out with, I didn't claim I stole the watch, which means that he actually did claim that he stole the watch, which means that he didn't actually steal the watch. Do you see that? If you didn't claim, if he said that he didn't claim it, that means he did claim it, which means he didn't do it. Okay? Which means that no matter what, he's innocent. I think that was like a little roughly done, but hopefully we agree in the end that Fred was not a watch thief. Okay? And then I think we're out of time, but you guys can come up to me if you have any questions about anything else. Sorry? Nine? Oh, someone mentioned like there could be somebody named I. I liked it. It works. The other idea is that maybe the person was a liar and hadn't spoken the previous day. So...